Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Scott Spears, or Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday, October 27th, 2021, 16 minutes past the hour. We're going to update our Geraldo Journal here very quickly and then move on to the next subject. What an interesting hour that was on J. Edgar Hoover. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. What an interesting person in our history, and again, our mission here is to inform and educate people in the present as well as the past, and certainly nobody more well-known than J. Edgar Hoover. Quick entry today in our Geraldo Journal, 10/27/21, can you believe it's been this long, did not hear from Geraldo. All right. And it's getting a little annoying, but that's the way it goes. Does anybody have any new information for the Geraldo Journal today? 740-383-9944. I think somebody the other day said they were going to email the station manager. I can't remember what his name was. I know we had Rob, the producer, but I can't remember who the station manager was. Ray? Was it Ray? Might have been Ray. I don't know. Up there at WTAM. But if anybody has any new information in regard to the Geraldo Journal, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. But as of October 27th, did not hear from Geraldo. Let's see if we have any new information. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, how are you on this fine midweek?
Cold. I'm cold.
A little bit chilly, but it's going to warm up. At least that's what the weather person.
59 in the studio this morning.
Rely upon people, though. Maybe we need Ben Gelber to come on and enlighten us. Of course, our station is so little. Why would he come on our little tiny station?
Right? I don't know. Right now, it's 59 degrees in the studio, so he might be frozen.
Yeah, well, that's quite possible. Interestingly, it was 31 in Springfield and 30 in Cincinnati. The weather person is really confused. As you go north, it actually gets warmer. And it's warmer in Marion than it is in Columbus. Strange. Cincinnati, you know, well to our southwest, is more than 10 degrees colder. So what else might we expect? Possibly in the summer, Marion will be colder. Who knows? But that was just kind of fascinating how it doesn't always follow a north and south progression. Did you invite Geraldo to the extravaganza tomorrow evening? Maybe he can come. I think he'd do a great job interviewing these candidates.
Well, you know, tomorrow night's going to be a lot of fun, but it's just like last year. It's limited in its seating, so we can't fit Geraldo in tomorrow night. So if he wants to come tomorrow night, we can't fit him in. A matter of fact, one of the things is we had to tell the candidates, we've even had to tell a lot of people, here that they cannot come because there's just not enough room. Once you have the candidates and you have the Marion Star here and you have myself and you have somebody running sound, that's going to be a cruncher in and of itself.
It'll be quite an extravaganza. Yeah, I heard rumors Adam might be coming. And whenever Adam comes, there's always a surprise and always a lot of humor and wisecracks.
Well, I don't know that anybody will hear you, though, Adam.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Adam can just hang out and find some way to amuse himself. But this little station thing, and the more I think about it, the more...
Oh, you're fixated on this now.
Well, we're not a little station. It's obviously jealousy, Scott, because when somebody maligns another person or business or organization, or kind of a combination of all three, it's out of jealousy. Obviously, the station manager has researched our station. Yeah, I understand. It's an LPFM in Marion. It might not sound like much, but it doesn't take a lot of research. And you know, just a peek at our lovely website, too, would help to see exactly what goes on at this broadcasting facility. And I think his eyes popped a bit when he saw Bill Cosby, Dick Cavett, Pat Carroll, the mayor on regularly, plus all the interesting news stories. I mean, we have the two very negative stories in Marion, but it is news. And from a journalism standpoint, it's fascinating. I wish my mom were still alive. She was a journalism major. So she went to the same school as Bill Cosby. And I'd be intrigued by what she would think. So it's like I'm following in her footsteps. So I'm not educated formally in journalism, but just learning more every day. So that's what I think has happened.
Well, and have you called up and expressed this to them? I think if you don't get it off your chest, you might have a heart attack.
I might. I would just maybe have a little voice and say, "Oh, hi, this is Adam. I'm with WWGH, you know, the little station in Mid-Ohio." And then I'd suddenly go into a big booming voice. "Well, you know, one thing about WWGH is we talk to Bill Cosby and we talk to Dick Cavett and many actors and actresses, past and present, Estelle Parsons, for example. And I think that Geraldo should come knocking on our door and have Scott Spears speak with him. We'll even provide transportation from Cleveland. Glenn or Adam or some other dignitary from this so-called little station will be happy to provide transportation."
Yeah,
I should do something like that, and just kind of move into that booming voice to show him that we're not little. In fact, we're actually very big.
Yeah, but I think you should sing to him. That'll really turn him around.
What kind of music do you think Geraldo likes? I mean, he was born in the 40s. I mean, maybe he likes Frank Sinatra or kind of into 70s and 80s like I am.
I think he likes country music.
He likes country. Well, that's fine. Did you ask Sammy Kershaw to give him a call, maybe sing a tune to him?
Well, I don't know if we need to get Sammy Kershaw involved in this, but I think...
He's a friend of the station right now. That might have been a guy. I bet he'd be impressed by that. And how about Ray Stevens? Because Ray Stevens does these comedy songs. So maybe he's one of your phone buddies, maybe he could do some kind of a comedy song for Geraldo, and that'll certainly get his attention.
Well, see, I put it in the journal today that the little station comment made by Rob, and I think it was Rob who made this comment, is driving you nuts.
It was the station manager, right? Rob's just... Geraldo.
Well, I don't know who the station... Who was the station manager? Ray?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Yeah, Ray sounds right. Yeah,
was it Ray?
If I can find it on their website. Yeah, it was a station manager who said, "I've heard about your little station."
Well, if he's heard about it, that's all that matters. Big or little, medium-sized, who cares?
Yeah, just contact, studio line, contest line, advertise with us, business line. They've got, one thing about them, they've got more phone numbers than we do. I'll give them credit for that.
Oh, there they go. They've got a lot of phone numbers.
You got the address, 6200 Oak Tree Boulevard, 4th floor.
Well, like I said, there wasn't any...
That's actually at Independence. It's south of Cleveland. It's actually a really easy drive from here. We should just come knocking on their door. You look at the map, it's just east of Parma. I mean, it's not even 2 hours from here.
Well, you should drive up there.
Yeah, maybe. I just didn't realize. I thought they were downtown, and Cleveland downtown parking, it's not fun. But where they are, yeah, it's suburban, kind of between Parma and Bedford. Not far from Northfield, where the casino is. I've been there. So, yeah, I go to Akron occasionally. Honestly, Scott, look on the map. They are not far at all from Akron. So, honestly, next time I go up to the Rubber City, I think I will knock on their door. And I'm not kidding. 8:30 to 5:30, 6200 Oak Tree Boulevard, 4th floor, in Independence, just south of Cauga Heights. So let our listeners know. Come knocking on the door. Yeah, I didn't realize that, Scott. You kind of gave me an epiphany. What's that word, epiphany? So maybe we should do that. Maybe you'll get a video of me knocking on the door and saying, "Hi, I'd like to talk to Mr. Rivera, please." His real name is Gerald. It's not Geraldo.
Well, I don't think he comes to the studio. I think we've learned that.
You think it's virtual? Okay, well, I want to talk to Rob with 1B. Yeah, George Allen is there. I guess their advertising manager.
I know.
Oh, it says to reach her. Yeah, here it is. It's Ray Davis. Of course, Davis probably isn't his real name. We all use our real names here in Marion, but in Cleveland, you know, they think they're fancy. They use radio names. Yeah, it says to reach Geraldo, or Program Director Ray Davis, email ray@wtam.com. Ray is the program director. The station manager, I don't know. I think of Mr. Carlson as being the station manager anywhere in Ohio, but apparently Ray Davis, which probably isn't his real name. George Allen, that doesn't sound like a real name either.
Well, I think you better get this little station thing off your chest, because it seems to be bothering you.
Yeah, but I think you mentioned Ray as a station manager. It's possible they don't have a station manager. Remember, when we you called like off hours and you got WLW because they're all part of iHeart. They got a contest to see Elton John tickets. That's pretty good. I'll give them credit for that, Scott. I mean, it's great we give away tickets to the zoo, but we don't give away tickets to Elton John. July 30th of 2022.
I don't think this area is Elton John territory, to be honest with you.
Well, everybody likes Elton John. He's a legend.
I don't think they do.
All right. Well, I like Elton John. I wouldn't mind seeing him, and those tickets are probably worth $500. Yeah, they got register for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Elton John at Progressive Field on July 30th of next year. That's quite a long farewell tour he's got. But well, give him credit for that, Scott. They do have some pretty good contests, but it's much easier to win at our station. I mean, it's probably thousands and thousands of people they have to draw from. And with us, you just have to answer a trivia.
$500 to see Elton John at Progressive Field?
For good seats. A friend of mine went to see the Stones in Pittsburgh, and they're comparable to Elton John. He said they were $500. And he had pretty much upfront tickets. This guy is a he loves Bob Seger. In fact, he's actually friends with Bob Seger's wife. So, I mean, he loves classic rock. And he's in his 30s. I mean, it's good. A younger guy likes this older music, as I do, but haven't seen my 30s in a while. But I asked him what the tickets cost, and he said $500, which is reasonable. He was, like, in the second row to see the Stones. So that would be logical. To me, the Stones in Pittsburgh and Elton John in Cleveland are comparable.
There is nobody I would pay $500 to see.
Yeah, but you like the Gin Blossoms and some, and well, you don't. Well, I know you love Boys to Men, but aren't the Gin Blossoms your favorite group?
No. It just became when there was a comparison between the Gin Blossoms and Boys to Men in 2017 or 18. Whenever we were having that conversation, I thought it was odd that people would think that Boys to Men were bigger than them, considering most of the members of Boys to Men have left at this point, and also their music was popular in the 90s when Gin Blossoms did not become popular until the early 2000s. So yeah. I didn't understand the comparison in 2017 or 2018.
Elton John is still around, not really as a top 40 performer, but performing. I mean, he's in his 70s, and he's an activist. I mean, he's done so much for the world, and he's been around since the early 70s. Yeah, I'm just looking at like what the tickets cost. So at Schottenstein Arena, under tickets on sale, this is just curious as to what they would cost. It says the event is popular. Buy your tickets before the event sells out. And, okay, well, this is based upon where you sit, but I'm looking at, like, the bad seats. They start at 131, and that's not, that. I mean, you'll need binoculars to see him perform. And they go all the way up to the 600s. Like, terrace level 304 is $617.
Well, see, I think that's nuts.
That's Elton John in Columbus. So, yeah, and that's what it costs to see these superstars.
Well, if that's what people want to do, but I just I'd have no interest in that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this row 304 isn't even that good. That's three rows back from the stage. That's what it costs for concerts nowadays. I mean, I remember the Reds; they had these top six tickets at Riverfront Stadium. Yes, for the eight, even the early 90s, it was $350 to sit in the top six levels. Now that's not a great seat, but. But with the way the stadium was arranged, you could still see the game. Just bring binoculars, and you could see the players. So it's really gone up. Not to mention, it's probably $10 for a beer. So I'm glad Elton John and his people are making money. I mean, he is a legend. But I think what we do here at this so-called little station is pretty awesome. And that these people at WTAM should maybe delve into what we do, and I agree. Anybody else traveling to the South Cleveland suburbs, go knock on their door. Let's just do it in person. And I might next time I go to Akron, I might do that, and I'll make a full report, if not a video, and we'll get to the bottom of the Geraldo
situation. Well, I'm not saying that people should go knock on their door. Now, whatever people want to do, they can do. But I just think you probably should get this little station thing off your chest now, because if you don't, you will be harped on it. You'll be harping on it for a while.
Yeah, I'll come in, maybe kind of do a Les Nessman kind of impersonation. Oh, hi, I'm Adam from this little station in Marion. And then suddenly start booming, like I'm a big time radio guy. Maybe that would help.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you can
We're trying, Scott. As I said, I believe Geraldo will be at our studio by Thanksgiving, and I know you can do it. And I'd love to have that. That would be a spectacle, a radio experience for the ages.
Well, have you sent him green carnations yet?
Not yet, but maybe I could do that in person.
Well, I don't know how
much there in the South Cleveland suburbs and say, hello, this is for Geraldo. And if he's not in person, which I guess he isn't, we'll just do it by video. Maybe I'll send him, how about a little carnation for our little station?
Are you going up this weekend?
Well, maybe not this weekend, but soon. I just hadn't looked where they were located. I was thinking downtown and just parking. Parking's a pain, but they're just south of town. I don't think it's any more than 30 miles from Akron, so it's an easy drive.
Well, we shall see how that will all go.
Yeah, but we'll get it done, Scott. I do believe that Geraldo is that missing link in your repertoire of talk show hosts and other VIPs that you have had on the air in some capacity.
Well, I do think it will happen, so we will see how all turns out.
No
Thanks
problem.
For calling.
Have a good day, Scott.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. Well, I don't know. I think Adam's a little fixated there on the little station thing. Stuff like that really kind of just blows over my head. I don't know. Little station, big station, compared to what? I guess who's listening? Who pays attention? I don't know. Now, honest to goodness, though, $500 for Elton John tickets? Would anybody pay that? Would anybody even want Elton John tickets? If we were giving away Elton John tickets on this station, would anybody want those? Let me know if these concerts are getting a little bit out of hand. Does anybody have any feeling on the prices for these concerts? They seem a little out of whack to me. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. I don't understand any of that. $500, $600. Holy mackerel. That's a lot of dough. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm with you, Scott. That is ridiculous for tickets.
Yeah, I don't know what in the world you would see. It's an hour and a half, 2 hour concert of music.
I wouldn't pay $500-$600 if Elvis came back to life and did a concert.
Oh, that's right. And do you think Elton John's a big deal?
Yeah.
You do. You think Elton John is on a? Where do you put him in a plateau of music?
Well, I'd put him in top 20.
Top 20.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's not Lady Gaga.
No, but he was back in his day.
Right, but I just don't think today that he's going to have a great appeal to...
Not to the real young crowd.
No, and didn't we have a discussion about this not too long ago, that you have to gear everything toward young?
Yeah, because they're the ones with survival pay at $500.
Well, I just can't imagine that... I don't think if we gave away Elton John tickets on this station that anybody would care. This is a country music area.
I think Elton John was, in the 70s?
I mean, he's had some big songs here and there. But I just cannot see him garnering a big audience in this area. Now, in Columbus, maybe. In Cleveland, maybe. In the more city-driven areas. But I cannot see him drawing a big crowd in most of Ohio.
Yeah, you know, it'd have to take a big city, but I wouldn't pay that to see anybody.
Why would anybody set their ticket? You know, usually ticket prices are based upon what you had to pay the performer to get him there. Now, why would anybody charge that much to come perform anywhere, knowing that the ticket prices are going to have to be that large?
Well, to me, that's when you're charging that much, you don't care about your fans either. I mean, to go to a sporting event or anything these days is, you know, a guy used to take his whole family out to a ball game or something, but, you know, he can't afford to do that no more.
No, I don't know how in the world you would take a family to a concert that's $500, $300, whatever a ticket, dollars.
Well, even Ohio State, I don't know what their tickets max out at, but, you know, if you have a family of four, you took them down there to Ohio State, by the time you paid parking and buying eats or buying alcohol and bought the tickets, well, you're probably looking at a couple thousand dollars.
Well, it must be. I don't know. I mean, you know, in Cleveland, I can see it. Cleveland is the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I can see why Elton John would be big in that area. It is interesting, though, if he's playing Progressive Field, certainly Progressive Field has a lot more seats than Nationwide Arena, being an indoor area. So that may be, that might have something to do with the price of the tickets in Columbus.
Yeah, that could be.
That it's
well, you're going to be sitting quite a ways away at Progressive Field.
Well, yeah, but I just can't see Elton John. When I think of the greats in music, Elton John does not, I mean, he's not, to me, you know, Elvis Presley or the Beatles.
No.
I mean, I don't even know where he's not. I'll say Madonna or Lady Gaga or these people who have. Michael Jackson would be one of them. He just doesn't seem to be in that tier of music. Johnny Cash and things of that nature.
Yeah, I'm with you. I wouldn't pay that much.
No, I don't know where you put him. I think his songs were big here, but I also think he had an appeal with a certain group of people. I don't think his audience was primarily male. I don't think. Now, maybe it is. Maybe I'm wrong about that. And I don't think his audience was primarily young people at this point.
No. I don't think it's primarily male. You know, he's gay, don't you?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't think that matters, male or female, but I just think that...
Well, back in his day, that kind of mattered.
It might have. I don't know if it would matter anything today. Certainly with J. Edgar Hoover.
No, today it wouldn't matter.
Now, could J. Edgar Hoover be out of the closet today?
I don't think he'd want to.
See, I don't even know if he was in the closet. I'm still trying to figure that out. Think about what we talked about last hour with J. Edgar Hoover. Clearly, he was not a cross-dresser. Clearly, that's just been a joke that has been made up all these years. But
he didn't even act like he knew for sure he was gay.
No, and I'm not really... maybe because he wasn't married? Maybe because he wasn't around women? Maybe is that why he was... gay?
You get that. I've never married and stuff like that, but, you know, there's people that, you know, think I'm gay too, you know, has thought that too, but, you know, I don't need the problems.
No, I think a lot of this with J. Edgar Hoover was probably a way to take a stab at him after he was dead. I think that's probably, because I don't think those rumors were prevalent when he was alive. So I think this was a way to take a dig at him when he had already gone on to the great beyond.
Well, that one woman that worked for him, it's, you know, they was close as well. They, you know, might have had something going on.
Well, it's always easier for us to believe something bad about somebody than something good, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Would you pay $500 or more? $500 or more to see Elton John? That just blows my mind. I mean, he's popular, well-known, all of those things, but I wouldn't think that he would be that popular. Maybe he is. He was just, I guess, never... See, I'll tell you another performer that I never understood why they were so popular. Barbara Streisand. I don't understand that popularity. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I got a couple questions.
Go ahead.
One, I haven't heard from Phil Donahue any, you talking to him or anything, and hopefully you guys didn't have no falling out.
No.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear that, because I love listening to him on the radio, you and him. And second of all, I know he was MSNBC and Arado's Fox. Have you tried to reach out to Phil and be a little way to pay MSNBC back by helping out a Fox person?
Well, that's true. You know, he did have a falling out with MSNBC.
With Arado?
No, Donnie.
Just with NBC. Yeah.
Yeah. He had a little falling out with him. No, I'm still on very good terms with Phil Donahue. I just...
Okay. Yeah. I thought maybe he knew a little bit of insight on trying to get a hold of Gerardo.
Well, you know, he might. I might try to give... I've never contacted him because we did Sam Donaldson and we did The Amazing Kreskin, and I really have not
right.
seen any follow-up to any of that. So
right.
I just never really talked to Donahue about it, but maybe it's a good idea. It's the holiday time. I should have
yeah.
him on because I think of him as family. You know, radio family. I like Donahue. So there you go, 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. Well, maybe we'll try to get Phil Donahue on again and see what he has to say about this whole thing. You know, tomorrow night's going to be a lot of fun here. Our candidates' night. Again, this is not the League of Women Voters. This is our own candidates' night. All right. Go ahead.
I got disconnected.
I know. Isn't that always the way?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No, but I might try Phil Donahue just to see what he thinks of the whole situation. It's weird to me because I'm not sure what is hanging up Geraldo. But, I'm not even sure if Geraldo knows, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that could be true, but I'm sure someone's gotten word to him.
Well, you would think. I don't know what he's doing up there at this point. Would you
know, you've given out info to the radio station. Has anybody maybe try to send someone from Fox an email or a phone number for people to call?
You know, I don't know. I know that he does have an email, and again, it's a public email. It's Geraldo.Rivera@foxnews.com, I think was the email.
Right.
So, I mean, it is there. I don't know if that goes directly to him or if that goes to a secretary or what happens. And I'm not
right.
really sure why the people aren't responding at WTAM
right.
because they clearly are getting the messages. And they,
right.
to this day, I've never heard from that Rob character.
Right. Well, maybe one of these days someone will call and he'll answer.
You never know. Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what's going on there. But again, it's a process. And that's what we're doing with the Geraldo Journal. We're just updating as the days go along. And we've been doing it for a month and a half now, and we'll see what happens. Either way, it's been a fun process to see how something like this would all work. It's a little bit of an experiment. I feel like Bill Nye. A radio experiment. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. 43 coming up on 44 minutes past the hour here. But that Elton John ticket thing. That now see, that sticks in my crawl because $500 a ticket. That's nuts. I don't think anybody should be charging that much for a ticket. Who is going to come to that concert? You're going to get a certain group of people. You certainly aren't appealing to any families or any large groups of people or lower economic people. What kind of thing is that? A little nutty, in my opinion. I only want to touch on this subject for a moment, just because yesterday we heard it for the first time on this show. But you know, the thing with the auditor, former auditor, Robert Landon, just continues on. And at this point, it's interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Real quick, Scott, check your messenger. I sent you a link to what the tickets cost. They're as high as $9,200.
Oh, $9,200. Well, I bet everybody
that's
will be going
like
to that concert.
Right on the stage. And even the bad seats, which are the upper deck at the stadium. I mean, those are a progressive field. And you either need really good vision or a good pair of binoculars. $178.
Well, we'll see if it sells out.
You
who knows?
You can buy every album he's ever put out. For not much more than that. So, you know, I'd like to see Elton John, but $9,000 plus parking, and again, probably $15, beer is probably $15. I think I'll just turn my radio on.
I don't,
so,
What does
you have to really like Elton John to pay that much?
You know, here's the problem with seeing people in person. If you have to pay that much, what is the point? It's not like they're coming over shaking your hand and having a conversation with you.
You would think, I mean, VIP tickets with a meet and greet. I don't think Elton John has that. You're just getting good seats right there on the stage for the price of a very good used car.
I'm not even sure what I... You know, there are two people in the world who I would like to interview. The Pope and the Queen of England, because they never do interviews. And I can't even imagine paying that much to be around those people to interview them.
And
they have some significance in life, let alone
kind of
a performer.
That's ridiculous. $9,200. I think I'll pass, but I admire anybody who's willing to pay that much. You know, I'm a big fan, but not that big.
Well, knock themselves out, I guess.
Yeah, but take a look. I sent you a link to the tickets, and it's quite an eye-popper for sure.
All right, thanks.
All right, see you later.
All right, $9,200 now for tickets to see Elton John. More than $500, $9,200. Well, I bet we'll all run out and get tickets to that show, won't we? 740-383-9944 if you have anything to say this morning, coming up on 47 minutes past the hour here. The auditor situation, only want to bring it up to this point if you didn't hear the show yesterday or you haven't heard the news report that we're playing every hour today. Apparently now, it's the story that keeps on going, is that when he left, the city now found out that there were invoices in his drawers, in his desk drawers, or somewhere in the auditor's office, that had come in over time that were not paid. And so now it's become a big issue. Go ahead, caller.
Listen, I got a theory on Elton John.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, he's being investigated for offshore banking. Okay, same. He uses the same bank as Vladimir Putin's people do. I think it's a money laundering thing. I think he's paying seat fillers, fill up that whole stadium. And, you know, it's just kind of like money laundering. It's musical money laundering.
Well, you never know. It'll all come out in the wash. Maybe we can get J. Edgar Hoover to investigate it.
Yep, call Oprah.
There you go. Thank you. Well, there you go. Everybody's got an opinion. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open here. 48 minutes past the hour. But the auditor thing, these bills were found, and apparently they were never turned over to city council, never turned over to the mayor. Nobody was aware of them until he left. And it's my understanding from the conversation yesterday with the mayor that there were even notices sent that said that the city of Marion's assets could have been frozen if some of these bills were not paid. So now there's a special prosecutor investigating the auditor, which is, again, unprecedented. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just wonder with the auditor if there's any way that he could have embezzled any money.
I don't think there's been any indication of that, but I think...
No, there has been no indication of that, but would that surprise you?
I would hope that there is some kind of check and balance on that, but I don't... See, this all falls under the category of I don't understand. When I heard that yesterday, that all this mail and invoices and things were found in desk drawers, why wouldn't you turn that over to city council?
But it doesn't surprise me, though.
Yeah, but what's the point? Why not do it?
Yeah.
Because now, apparently, this could be a crime. And there's a special prosecutor who is investigating this now as a crime. And it goes back to what I said when this whole thing was going on in the beginning. It's not about liking the person. It's not about Republican or Democrat. Nobody's up for election here. This is about our people doing their job. And
about the city of Marion. I don't know him, so, you know, the liking thing, you know, that's no, you know, my concern.
I was trying to think if I've ever met him. I don't know if I've ever met him. I do know that, I mean, we've talked through text message, and we have, but I don't think we've ever talked on the phone that I can remember. I think he did call in election night. The night that he won, I think he called in during our election coverage, and I think we spoke very briefly, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, but I think that's probably about it.
Yeah, I'm a Democrat Republican. You know, I'm a Democrat, but, you know, that ain't it, you know. I could care less, you know, if the Republican was doing a good job.
Well, it's just unfortunate it's come to this level now to where it's no longer about city council and it's no longer about the mayor. A prosecutor now has this in his hands. And I don't know if some of these things are crimes or not. I guess we'll find out.
So how are you coming on the signs for tomorrow?
The sign out front?
Yeah.
Oh, not very good. You know, I don't know how that's going to go. Everybody's got the address at this point, which is good. And as near as I can tell, most candidates are coming, so we should have a very good spot here. It should be exciting. You know, I like these events. I like that people can call in and ask questions. I like that the Marion Star can ask their questions. I like that we can ask ours. I like that all of City Council is up for re-election, so, you know, they will be here. I like that it's live, that it's coming right into your homes as it's happening. It's not rehearsed. So I like it. And they don't know what's coming. They don't know what any of the questions are.
But you need to put something out there, even if it's just painted it on a piece of plywood or something, you know, 523 or...
Well, my theory has always been, there's a sign up the road that I think I saw about a week ago at Marion Ceramics. Marion Ceramics has the perfect sign for a business on this road. They just have a big wood sign, I think it's red, and in white letters on it, it just says Marion Ceramics, and it's sitting in the yard so people can see it before they come up on it. So, because South Prospect being one way, if you go too far, you've passed it. So that's all we need. Just a big wooden sign that says WWGH 107.1 FM 523 South Prospect, and that's it.
It'd be nice to have something temporary just for tomorrow.
Well, I did talk to somebody about getting some kind of, you know, like a graduation sign that you put out there that says Candidates
right,
Night
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, you would think 6 months in, we would have a sign, but I guess not. I'm not sure what the hang-up has been there. But, you know, we're hovering at 59 degrees. I feel like the old days at the mall right now. 59 degrees in the studio, and now I've got a barometer as well, which I don't understand this barometer. 29.8 right now. The barometer is reading 29.8.
It's not supposed to rain today, so...
No, but I don't know what this barometer means, because between 28 and 29 is rain. Between 29 and 30, it says change. And between 30 and 31, it's fair. So we're in the change category. So I don't know what we're changing from or to. I don't know if we're going from dry to rain or rain to dry. I don't know.
But that $9,200... Jesus.
Yeah,
I wonder
good,
if they're
good price
sell
for
them.
Those tickets, huh?
I wonder if they're going to sell those out.
I don't know. It could be a big bomb. You know, that's happened before. A lot of times these performers price themselves out of the price range of the community they go into, and they don't sell the tickets.
$500 I thought was awful, and when he mentioned $9,200, that's just unbelievable.
It certainly is, without question.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. $9,200 for a ticket to see Elton John. 90 minutes out of your life. $9,200. What does that work out to be per second? How much are you paying per second to see that concert? Does anybody have anything to say about the auditor situation, which is the soap opera that continues to go on? Does anybody have anything to say about the Elton John tickets? Anybody have anything to say about the Geraldo Journal? Does anybody have anything to say about the Candidates Night coming up tomorrow night? Does anybody have anything to say about anything at this point? Our sign out front, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We've got about 5 minutes left in this particular hour. Don't forget, On the Air with Glenn Coble and myself will follow this show this morning, 10 a.m. until 12 noon, and then we have A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 12:10 to 1 p.m. today, Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. today on this station. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything they would like to impart? Any words of wisdom here this morning on the radio? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, on the former Marion auditor, when he resigned, does that officially mean his pay stops also?
I would guess it would.
Me too, but I just wasn't for sure.
Yeah, I think when you resign, you are done with that position, and I imagine now that's going to the interim auditor. But I was shocked. I had no idea, because I did not go to city council Monday night. I had no idea when the mayor was coming on yesterday that that story was coming.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. I mean, God, it just sounds like he was just trying to, the auditor was just not doing his job, trying to stir up trouble and just making it worse and worse. I mean, eventually people up there, they eventually, or anywhere, they find out about the bad in the people. It may take time and may take months, years, but, and this could linger on that long with everything. I wouldn't want to be on the ballot for the next auditor job.
Well, you got to listen to the Candidates Night tomorrow night, 7 to 9.
Oh, yeah.
Right
there.
We're going to have all city council members here, and I do want to let people know, you can call in a question starting at 7 p.m. We'll have somebody on the phones, and it'll be given to me on an index card, because we want listeners to be able to ask questions as well.
Right. I gotcha. Yep.
So it'll be big tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
all right. I better get back to work. Have a good day.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open, 57, coming up on 58 minutes past the hour. Don't miss that event tomorrow. It really is a civics lesson, as we will have members of city council, people running for city council, and also the city treasurer's race. Well, the city treasurer, I believe, will be here, and hopefully his opponent will be here as well. The Marion Star will be here asking questions. I will be here asking questions, and we will also have the ability for you at home to call in live tomorrow. Starting at 7 p.m., you can call 740-383-9944 and give the operator your question, and they will pass that along to me live on the air, and the show will run for 2 hours, 7:10 until 9 p.m. Now, interestingly enough, when that's over tomorrow, I will have an interview with Joe Blystone, Republican primary candidate for governor. Now, I see a lot of Blystone for governor signs here in Marion, and it's fascinating, and I had an interesting talk with Joe Blystone that will air tomorrow night for the first time. It's about an hour long, and I think you will find it fascinating. So you'll have the 2 hours of the live Candidates Night starting at 7:10 p.m., and then at 9 p.m., we will switch over to the hour-long conversation I had with Joe Blystone, and that will be how the night will go. A real political lesson. And remember, the candidates have no idea what questions we're asking, and I don't have any idea what questions the audience will call in, so really, I have no idea what will be asked tomorrow, which makes it fun. You can't miss that. Thursday night, October 28th, 7:10 until 9 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. I'm not going anywhere, so stay tuned to this station. I'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't turn the dial. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.